Hello and welcome. It's February 19th, and today we begin with Monsignor Georges Lemaître, a priest and father of the Big Bang Theory. The Monsignor once said, "Man's highest activity is searching for the truth. It's the factor which distinguishes us from animals, and our specific activity is to grasp the truth in all its forms." Monsignor Lemaître was a Belgian scientist who challenged the thinking of contemporaries of his time, including Albert Einstein. He proposed the idea that the universe started at a single point. He said the universe stretched and expanded to get as big as it is now, and that it could keep on stretching. He was quick to voice the difference between natural and supernatural truth, and was opposed to mixing the physical and theological in his Big Bang hypotheses. Although he sensed a priestly vocation at an early age, Monsignor Lemaître was delayed in entering seminary. He helped defend his country during World War I and pursued higher education before he was ordained. He studied in Belgium and Cambridge, and later earned a grant to travel to the United States, where he received a PhD from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. His work was embraced by Pope Pius XII, and he was one of the foundational members of the Pontifical Academy of the Sciences, later serving as its president. On this day in 1933, the New York Times featured a photo of Monsignor Lemaître and Albert Einstein. The headline read, "Lemaître follows two paths to truth. The famous physicist, who is also a priest, tells why he finds no conflict between science and religion." Now we turn to our gospel. Then an argument broke out among the apostles about which of them should be regarded as the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are addressed as benefactors. But among you it shall not be so. Rather, let the greatest among you be as the youngest, and the leader as the servant. For who is greater, the one seated at table, or the one who serves? Is it not the one seated at table? I am among you as the one who serves." Luke chapter 22, verses 24 to 27. Sometimes the disciples act like kids. They hear that one of their number will betray Jesus. That's as low as a person can get. So now, who's at the top? Worst of all, they talk in terms of who will be regarded as the greatest. In other words, in the eyes of others. Jesus cuts in and reminds them that greatness in the eyes of others isn't the main goal in life. He himself is among them as a waiter, one who serves. "No matter who I am in human estimation, I am meant to serve others in a humble way. No way around it." That's what Jesus said, and that's what Jesus did. How do I translate that into my life today? It could be in very simple ways. Giving a compliment or two. Listening rather than speaking. Just plain being nice to certain people. Making the first move to contact someone I'm on the outs with. Talk it over with the Lord. He already knows the people I'm talking about. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.